Whether you're playing or coaching a doubleheader or you're a fan in the stands, I don't need to tell you that we're sweating through yet another hot summer. And whether you're playing or watching, hydration is key. Liquid IV is extraordinary hydration for physical endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. A single stick of Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. I love to hop on my bike and ride at the end of a workday. Before I do, I tear open a stick of Liquid IV, add it to my water bottle, and stir it up. It's that easy. 15 seconds, and you've unlocked better hydration. I'm currently partial to the sugar-free white peach, but there's a flavor for you, whether it's strawberry lemonade, raspberry melon, lemon lime, and it's easy. The sticks fit in your pocket. You can add flavor, electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients wherever you go. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022, that's BA2022, at checkout. That's 20% off of your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Big James Wood coming to the show. Let's break it down on the BA prospect profile. Scott Braum with JJ Cooper and Jeff Ponce. So James Wood is now a big leaguer, JJ, and he joins an exclusive club of huge dudes that have power but also athleticism to hop into an outfield for a big league ball club. What do you think about James Wood joining the likes of Aaron Judge and Ellie De La Cruz, although I know he's an infielder, of, you know, 6'6 plus entering the bigs?
I love to see it because I love to see like these guys who show that athleticism and power and feel and feel to hit can all work together. And that's kind of what James Wood does. I know you were kind of going with the Aaron Judge path, and I can see that because this is a guy with long levers, big power, all that. There's a little bit of me who's, I'm going to go really old school and say there's also a reminder to me a little bit of Dave Winfield there, because you're talking about a guy with long levers who has some really good athleticism as well, who has kind of that ability to, I think he's going to fill out more, but this is a guy who's got some speed once he gets underway right now, got some really solid all-round ability. And Jeff, the thing that also kind of jumps out with me is you don't want to sell short. There's some feel to hit here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the Dave Winfield comp. I'm a little bit younger than you, just a little bit. And I caught the end of Dave Winfield's career. I think this is a perfect comp because you're talking about, he was a big basketball athlete. That was sort of the choice. Obviously went with baseball, got paid out of high school. It's one of the reasons that he went to IMG. But it is a polished hitter. There's a approach. We've seen the contact and proof. It's something that, you know, when I spoke with Wood prior to the spring breakout series and their pressers that they did, I asked him directly, what have you worked on this offseason? It's allowed you to sort of unlock a little bit more contact, cut down on the swing and miss. And it was just a matter of further refining his approach and just getting more mature in terms of his at bats. And I think that's something that we've seen really consistently with Wood for a few years now, plus the massive power that he's able to develop. And I think it's kind of crazy. You look at the body, he's still fairly thin and wiry. I think this is a guy that's probably going to add 15 to 20 pounds of good weight over the next couple of years and maintain. Maybe that moves him to a corner outfield spot long term. But I think when you look at this player, it's just really exciting, the package that he brings to the table, and a comp to a Hall of Famer in Dave Winfield.
Oof, I like it. And also from a package perspective, JJ, this was a prize in the Juan Soto deal. I know Mackenzie Gore too, but we're going to start to be able to evaluate that deal when we see, you know, players like James Wood in the big leagues.
Oh, absolutely. And this is what the Nats had to do. If you're going to trade a guy like Juan Soto, you need to get players back who are cornerstone type pieces, not players who you look at long-term and say, oh, he was ended up being a nice player. James Wood is a guy who has a chance to be more of that kind of cornerstone type, that franchise type player. And I feel like Nationals fans got a little sneak peek of this spring training this year, because if you said who is the best player that the Nationals had in spring training, I would say that it probably was James Wood. Like, he's a guy who, one of the things I remember jumping out to me when he was in A-ball a couple of years ago, he's got those long arms, but when we talk about that feel, that understanding for what he wants to do, he kind of set it up where it's like, okay, I know that pitchers are going to want to jam me probably. So he kind of set up in a way that kind of encouraged them, hey, can I cover the outer third of the plate? I'm going to set up off so that if you come in, I'm set up for it. But obviously he had those long arms that he could also, he had that plate coverage that he could do. He's always going to have probably a little bit of swing and miss here, because when you are this long, when you have these levers, that what generates the power also means you can get tied up a little bit. But there is a solid understanding here of what pitchers are trying to do. There is a willingness to take a walk. And as Jeff said, like, especially right now, if his frame is, I would say, almost skinny right now, or early in his big league career, there is some burst there as well. It's going to take him a little while to get going, but once he gets going, he can really cover some ground. It's what makes him a very well-rounded package.
You know, also, JJ, from a big picture perspective, I'm wondering if we see more players like James Wood entering the show because they're just getting bigger, stronger, faster, or because big athletes are looking at an Aaron Judge and saying, I can do that, right? This dude's not too big to be a big leaguer. I mean, you mentioned the basketball scenario, and here he comes to the bigs and gets a nice signing bonus, you know, to entice him, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about, this is what baseball wants. We want baseball to have top-notch athletes who choose baseball and to see that there is a plausible path to not just a career, but a really successful career. James Wood absolutely checks all of those boxes. Jeff, like when you said, like eventually probably a corner, but what's going to be kind of to you the key differentiator between James Wood, solid big leaguer, and James Wood, star big leaguer?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the swing and miss that continues to improve. And the big thing is the power. If he's able to get to all of that consistently and elevate, this is going to be a highlight reel player. You know, the type of guy when, you know, they have a 30-second spot for Major League Baseball this season, it's going to be James Wood hitting a 500-foot home run, you know, just monstrous sort of shots. So I think it's just a matter of the hit tool coming together, because whether he's a center fielder or a right fielder, you know, obviously makes a difference in what the overall value is. But the true value, the reason this guy's a star, the reason we're talking about him here on his call-up day, is because of the power. We think this is a guy that can hit 30 plus, maybe 40 home runs at peak if he gets to all that power and consistently hits for contact.
Jeff, do you think that the Padres knew what they had in James Wood at the time and they just looked and said, hey, I mean, Juan Soto's one of the top hitters in the sport. If we want him, this is what we're going to have to give up, among others.
Yeah, I think they knew there was a cache of prospects they were going to have to give up. The story that we hear from the Padres, at least, is that they always planned on protecting Jackson Merrill. He was a player that was non-negotiable in that deal, but they did make James Wood available. I think they knew that he was a big star and they were going to have to pick one of those two guys to move. And, you know, they put their chips in the guy that can play a little bit of shortstop, though he's obviously come up as an outfielder. So I think they knew what they had, but also don't necessarily regret it because they went and they traded for Juan Soto. Did they get the results they wanted out of that? No. But I think it's the right move to make, and you can't necessarily fault them for going out and trading a prospect who at that point was an eight ball and, you know, was years away from making it.
And the other thing with this is what AJ Preller does. AJ Preller, you know, is willing to kind of take those risks. They don't always work out, but also the Padres have shown time and time again, they know how to bring in the next wave of elite top prospect. When James Wood is a guy who when they acquired him in the draft, the Padres were willing to kind of take risks where some other teams weren't. This was not a guy who's seen as a sure bet coming out of high school, coming out of IMG Academy. There were concerns about the swing and miss. There were concerns about how the power would play, all that. And very quickly he showed as a pro, nope, okay, I'm alleviating a lot of these concerns. But the Padres are willing to take risks. This was a risk trading James Wood. But they also got, again, they got back massive production from Juan Soto. It's not really Juan Soto's fault that they didn't, that that did not result in a World Series while he was in San Diego. He produced. It's just the kind of moves that San Diego is willing to make time and time again.
And Nats fans, this is why you went through the pain of a rebuild. You get to see players like James Wood in exchange for Juan Soto, among the other players that have come back in that trade. So enjoy it and welcome to the show, James Wood. That's it for this prospect profile. There are many more on the Baseball America YouTube channel. And also we have our weekly show on the BA YouTube channel. Make sure you check it out. It's called Hot Sheet.